Must a negative childhood lead to a negative adulthood? So, a child could be negatively influenced by a parent, but that doesn't have to be a continuing influence through the adult life of the child, does it? In other words, that's an individual decision that could be made at any time by that child who's now an adult.
It is clear by the way you have worded your question here that you believe that the small child has little or no control in relationship to the older, bigger adult. And so you're delaying your expectation of things getting better for this child until he becomes an adult and can gain control of his own life and make his own decisions. As an adult, reading this book, you are in a position where you can consciously make your vibrational relationship with your inner being your highest priority by getting into the vortex of well-being and positively controlling everything about your life experience. But there is another way of looking at this. As a child, even a child in a negative situation who seems to have little control of your own experience, you have a better relationship between the physical you and the non-physical you than most adults. In other words, for most, the vibrational variance between your two vibrational aspects is much less in the early days of your life than in the later years, because you pick up and continue more and more resistant thoughts as you move through time. That is why most children are much happier than most adults, even though they seemingly have far less control. And this book is written to help you reverse that process. We want you to understand that at any point, when you make the decision to be consciously aware of the relationship between your vibrational vantage points, which means any time you decide that how you feel is of utmost importance to you, you can come into alignment, you can access the energy that creates worlds, you can fulfill your reason for being, and you can live happily ever after. But until you decide to focus your thoughts into alignment with the source within you, you will not feel good. A joyful life is not about gaining control of the factors that surround you. A joyful life is about coming into alignment with who you are. Joy is not about controlling other people or circumstances. Joy is about controlling your own vibrational relationship between the physical you and the non-physical you. It is the alignment with source that is joy, or love, or success, or satisfaction.